Previously on The Princess of South Beach, Maria del Carmen decided to visit Hermana Claudia and confess that she's been pretending to be me, Gloria, her dead twin. Meanwhile, my possibly fake mom, Luisa, went to therapy where she revealed she thinks Esteban is cheating on her. Now, let's get back to the convent, where Hermana Claudia just heard the whole juicy story. And then he told me that Gloria had had an abortion.
Santo Dios!
I know, and that's when I came here. Hermana, I don't know what to do.
Well, I always look to scripture for guidance when I'm feeling lost.
Okay. Is there a passage about meeting your long-lost twin moments before seeing her drown and then finding out her family might have murdered your biological mother?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Well, I need to know what to do right now. I don't know how much time I have before they start looking for me. Well, they won't be looking for me. They'll be looking for Gloria. Gloria, who had a perfect life. Gloria, who had everything she ever wanted. A family, a big house, ponies. Did I mention the ponies? Gloria, who...
is dead. Gloria's dead. Are you jealous of a dead girl?
Well, when you put it like that...
Maria del Carmen, I've known you your whole life. I know your heart. You didn't come here to ask me what to do. You already know what the right thing to do is. It doesn't matter what these people have done. They deserve to know the truth. Gloria is dead. She's never coming back home. You need to tell them what happened.
But what about all the evil they've done? I think they killed my biological mother. They had my father deported. They lied to Gloria her whole life.
And what? ¿Qué? ¿Vas a ser el juez, el jurado y el ejecutador? Huh? That's not your job, mija. Oh, that's God's job. Maria del Carmen, you know what you have to do.
God, you're right. I don't know what I was thinking. I got caught up in all of this. I guess it was nice while it lasted. I'll just go back to La Casa Rosa and I'll tell everybody the truth.
No! Don't do it!
Estrella!
Ay, Dios mío! Dios santo que estás en el cielo! Who the hell are you? Excuse me! Excuse my language, Lord!
Estrella, what are you doing here? Oh, this is the maid I told you about, hermana.
Forgive me, Señorita Gloria, or, Maria del Carmen. I followed you here. I followed you after you left the clinic, and I've been listening this whole time.
Señorita, a Dios no le gustaría mucho que usted estuviera en el confesionario, porque este es un sitio sagrado, señora.
Okay, well, I'm an atheist, but I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to be in there either. Aren't priests the only ones who are allowed to take confessions?
That's not the point.
Okay, whatever, I'm sorry, but Maria del Carmen, you can't tell the God that owns the truth.
Why?
Because you're my only hope to find Gabby.
Ay, wait. Who's Gabby?
Yeah, who is Gabby? I'm supposed to be an omniscient narrator. How do I not know who Gabby is? Okay, well, while Maria del Carmen and Hermana Claudia process all of that, Esteban and Nacho are hard at work in an office downtown.
Esteban Calderon's office? Yes, she's recuperating, and the Calderons thank you for your concern. Esteban, the press won't stop calling about Gloria's accident.
Well, get ready, Karen, because soon we're going to give them something else to talk about.
Oh, God, not another boat crash?
What? No. I'm running for mayor.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hola. I hope I'm not interrupting.
No, Nacho. Hola. Please, come in. Karen, please cancel my afternoon meetings. Nacho and I have some catching up to do.
Yes, sir.
You and Karen are getting close, I see.
She's very friendly.
Indeed. Very, friendly. But, mm-hmm. You're canceling your entire afternoon for me? Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you think this will take all afternoon?
If it was up to me, it would take all night to get over here and kiss me.
Whoa, Esteban, in here? Aren't you worried about it? But look, Karen, she's right. On the other side of that door. Look, stop it. No, stop. Your hands are cold. I want you to be prepared for today's announcement.
Exactly. I want to have a clear head. And I can't do that if I'm constantly thinking about how much I want you.
Ay, Dios mío.
I did not see that coming. Looks like Luisa was right after all. Well, let's give them some privacy and head back to the convent, where Estrella is about to reveal.
Thank you, thank you. It's time for Tea with Tatiana, and I'm your host, Tatiana. Obviously. This week, we're going to talk about something new. The Calderones. Just kidding. What could be more interesting than the Calderone family? And of course, our favorite topic, the princess herself, Gloria. Now, we all know that Gloria has an army of fans. In fact, they call themselves her Glory Army. But one of her fans took her love of Gloria to the next level. Please welcome to the stage, Gloriana!
Oh, thank you.
So, Gloriana, I can't help but notice that you look a lot like Gloria Calderone.
Well, Tatiana, that's because I go to the same plastic surgeon she goes to. I also buy her exact same clothes and makeup, lunch at the same hotspots in town, and I even learned her signature hair flip. See?
Okay, So let's see if I get this straight. You're basically trying to be Gloria.
Well, I was. The thing is, Tatiana, everything changed when I bought the SUV Gloria drives, a Lincoln Aviator. At first, I was just trying to be more like Gloria, but then I drove it for the first time and...
Please, do tell.
I felt so relaxed and at home. I realized that I just wanted to be myself.
So, what does that mean? Are you going to stop trying to look like Gloria?
Actually, I think Gloria's trying to look like me.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much, Gloriana, but that's all the time we have for today. Tune in next time for more juicy secrets about the Calderones. And remember, don't talk about it. Post about it. See you on the next Tea with Tatiana.
I did not see that coming. Looks like Luisa was right after all. Well, let's give them some privacy and head back to the convent, where Estrella is about to reveal.
All right, so, who's Gabby?
And what does she have to do with the Calderones?
Well, it's kind of a long story.
It's not like I'm late for a nun conference.
Okay, I guess I'll start from the beginning. It all started when... Wait a second. I don't even know you. I don't know if I can trust you.
Oh.
I'm not gonna tell you the full story. Not yet. The only thing you need to know is that a few years ago, someone I care about disappeared. Her name is Gabby. And no one knows what happened to her, but I'm convinced that Esteban Calderon has something to do with it. That's why I've been undercover at La Casa Rosa to try to figure out what happened.
Wait. So you're not really a maid?
Have you ever seen me clean? Have you ever seen me pick up a damn broom? Hell, every time y'all think I'm vacuuming, I'm just in the room making noises, just going zzz, zzz, zzz. That's what I be doing. Anyway, look, I need your help.
What does this even have to do with me?
They think you're Gloria. You're one of them. You can get places that I can't. Get the evidence that I've been looking for. I'm telling you. They're bad people, and we can bring them to justice. I've been there for 3 years, and I've gotten nowhere. All I found is some shady tax returns and some offshore bank accounts. But you can get the real dirt.
Absolutely not, Maria. You cannot keep lying to these people.
They're not people, they're monsters.
Okay.
I'm not surprised to hear about what they did to your family. I'm sure you and I are not the only people they have hurt. They don't care who they trample on to get what they want.
Look, I don't know.
Yeah, you do know, okay? Lying about that damn baby. You know it wasn't no baby in there. Had me in there with the OBGYN looking stupid. I know it's a lot to ask, but what? It's the only way to get to the truth.
Estrella! When did you become such an intriguing protagonist? But now it's up to Maria del Carmen to decide what to do.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman and by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Raul Esparza, Danny Pino, Yvonne Cole, X Mayo, and Karina Ortiz. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar. With sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez-Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.